What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
We are talking to Jason this morning. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
You went on a first date with a girl named Avery, and just like every second date update, the date went great as far as you're concerned, but now you're getting ghosted. What makes this a little different, though, we'll get into the date in a second. You're pretty pissed about this. Do I have that right?
You got that absolutely correct.
Okay. And then why are you so mad?
I don't know. Maybe it's my own personal experience. I don't like to generalize, but maybe women just ghost more than men do, because this is not something that I think should happen. At the very least, give me a heads up. What went wrong? What could I have done to make it work out?
Just real quick, what did you do on the date?
We went out and got some food, and then went to one of those like kind of like a Dave and Buster's type of place, you know. Played some skee ball, you know.
All right. You didn't get overly competitive, right? We had that happen couple times.
Oh no, I always let them win.
smart move. All right. Well, we're gonna put you on hold, Jason. We're gonna talk to Avery because we have her, and we're gonna get to the bottom of it. Then we're gonna conference you guys together. Jason's now on hold. Avery, are you there?
Hi, yeah.
Hello. It's Gavin and Katie on the Wake Up Call, and you're on the second date update. We just got done talking to Jason, and he told us that you two went on a date, and it was great, but you have disappeared from his life. And he's not happy about that. He would love to go on a second date with you and wants
to know
why.
But also believes he deserved an explanation if you weren't interested.
Can I be completely real with you guys?
We wish you would be.
It sounds really, really shallow, but he's just very short.
He's what?
She said he's very
he's
short.
He's really short, yeah.
This is going to... And part of it... This is going to affect Gavin. I just need you to know that. This is going to bring some stuff up.
Well,
it's more than just that. It's more than just that. He is also short, but he did say on his dating profile that he was 6 foot.
Okay. All right. Jason, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Listen, from one short king to another. Okay. I feel for you. It's not our fault.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. But did you lie about it on your... How tall are you? Let's be honest.
I thought I was 5'11". I don't think I shrunk.
Yeah, no way. You are 5'7"-ish.
Oh, my God.
Well, okay. Is that true?
I got to measure again. It hasn't been recent, but I thought I was at least 5'9 to 5'11.
You keep slipping down further and further. I love it.
You think you were somewhere between 5'9 and 5'11? Does it change with the seasons? Is it like when my feet swell and I go from an 8 to an 8.5?
Well, regardless, though, you know you're not 6 foot. So why would you put 6 foot on a dating profile? You're setting yourself up for failure.
I know women like tall guys, and I thought that would just kind of be a whatever thing when we got on the date, and people wouldn't talk about it. It's not something I think is that big of a deal.
Okay, so you thought you would get a foot in the door.
I get it.
Pun intended.
So
you thought if you could get her on the date, that would be enough. You could razzle-dazzle her from there, and she wouldn't notice your short king status.
I'm charming.
Yeah, I know.
I feel charmed.
Is this really like the kind of thing where you can't overlook his height, or is it the lying on the dating profile?
I can overlook height. It's the dating profile. What does he think? I'm stupid?
Yeah, I get that. It is kind of like you did see in my pictures that I have eyes.
How tall are you, Avery?
Catfish adjacent. I'm 5'10".
So you are taller than him. Are you taller than him?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's pretty good indication that you are not 5'11" if she's 5'10".
Yeah, she was wearing tall shoes.
I like Jason. Are you sure we can't do a second date on this, Avery?
I don't know. I can't get past being lied to.
All right. The second date update on the wake up call. It's 106.5 The End.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.